Blackstone presents Napoleon at Peace, How to End a Revolution by William Doyle. This book is read by John Lee. Fabboni's Biggest Fan. Preface. So long as Bonaparte was not making war, his prodigious activity was entirely directed within. It was in peace that he shone with the purest brightness and through his rarest qualities. Count Mathieu Molé. Napoleon often said, recalled his Minister of the Interior, Jean-Antoine Chaptal, that when he came to take charge of the government, the French Revolution had not come to an end. It is true that within weeks of taking power, he was declaring that it had, but it took almost 3 years to turn wishful thinking into a reality, celebrated in 1802 with the Peace of Amiens and a concordat with the Catholic Church. This book aims to analyze how it was done. It is not intended as a comprehensive survey of the consulate. Some of its greatest achievements, such as financial stabilization or the civil code, get little or no mention. These were establishments for the future, but this study quite deliberately does not look forward to or discuss later achievements. It is more about rounding off a troubled past, laying foundations rather than erecting superstructures. Echoing the first words of Alexis de Tocqueville's Ancien Régime, it tries to offer not a history of the consulate, but a study on the consulate, concentrating mostly on how what preceded it set an imperative agenda for remedial action. Most of what happened in the French Revolution was neither planned nor foreseen in 1789, but decisions taken in the course of it created intractable problems which prolonged the revolutionary process and polarized the country. For a decade, nobody seemed capable of resolving them with or without violence. The main issues were religion, war, and monarchy, all three compounding endemic disorder both within France and in its overseas empire. Napoleon's achievement was to find solutions for the three great problems, thereby diminishing much of the disorder that went with them, in metropolitan France at least. His attempted colonial solution failed, but still marked the end of the revolution in a different way. Everything came together with the Peace of 1802, marking the closure of the revolution which had opened Napoleon's path to power. It is true that international peace lasted barely a year, and harmony with the Catholic Church not much longer, but what followed began a new phase in the history of France, posing different problems. Each of the problematic legacies of the revolution receives a separate chapter, culminating in a final survey of the resulting fragile.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?